Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, baby? What you got on?
What you mean, what I got on?
What's up? You know what this is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, what time? What time is it?
It's time for Legal Dog Radio.
P.M. Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. Yeah. Smoke what you smoke, smoke it. Drink what you drink, drink it. Every Wednesday we make it feel like a week. Yeah, pull up a chair, yeah. Score the key. My nigga's fresh air, about as cool as the breeze. And so is Dredd. Keep his nine like the dial on your dash. Kickstand, fourth man. Hit with the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit. Yeah, give it a list. Give it. Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit. Quit play it. Some new school with a whole lot of energy. Yeah. Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live from Illinois, you are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Boys.
Yeah, hey. Going down. Know what it is, man. Wednesday. Hey, your favorite DJs are on your radio, so it's time to get big.
Yeah. Hey, man, shout out to First Set of People's Club, man. He's definitely in the building.
Hey, shout out to Corey the Great. He's right beside me.
Hey, man, First Set of People's Players eating Cracker Jacks.
Hey, man, whatever happened to old school Cracker Jacks, man?
The one
that
was in the box?
Listen, because first of all, I mean, this might sound funny, but ain't no nuts in my bag. That's first. Ain't nuts in my bag. You feel me? And then, what is this treat? What's the prize? What is that?
The prize?
What is it?
I don't know. Keep your eye on it.
Hey, man, you know what it is, man. This Wednesday, Legal Dope Boys doing what we do, man. Shout out to Jay Fly, the Fly Guy, Kickstand, the Fourth Man.
Yeah.
Yo. Shout out to Freddie Free, man. Hey, I got this joint. I'm gonna smoke it, not for real. I got this joint, man, from it ain't loaded up yet. I'm just gonna talk about it because I'm not gonna guarantee it. T.I. and Eminem.
Yeah.
And this might be the best two verses ever because fam didn't hear the second one because I was tripping off the first one when I called him. And I never
tripping
got past that.
Too.
Never got past the first one, so it's hot. But you know what it is, man. Gotta get that for you, Joe.
Yeah, I'm gonna do everything in my power to get it on there, man.
So we'll see what's good, man. How about you, man? How was your Legal Dope week?
It was cool, man. I chilled out, you know. I did me. We got great on. Recorded some hot music.
Hey, so we got a new mic too.
Shout out to the new mic.
New mic stand. That's why my Cracker Jacks some cracker. You feel me?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, no, for real. Before you get into the music, you know what I mean? Big shout out to DJ Crunch. Because, like fam say, we spending us all on the, you know, down there in the A, all on the excellent joints, you feel me? And that's good looking now. Shout out to Crunch. And what made me think about that was because that dude called in and said it was Googleable. So, you know, Google
yeah,
DJ Crunch. You know
DJ
what I mean?
Crunch is definitely Googleable.
Is it Googleable or is it Googleable?
Googleable.
Somebody get Crunch on the phone. Hey, man. It's time for some music.
Yeah.
It's time for some action, man.
I'm First Set of People's Player. Shout out to Cracker Jacks, man. Shout out to everybody in the hood. Hey.
What you got, man?
Uh-huh.
Me and Ray B painted the kitchen today. I didn't tell you that, Bill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You painted the kitchen. Well, you know, neither one of us are carpenters.
Uh-huh.
No, for real.
Oh, no.
So, that was an outing in itself, man.
Shit, good day.
I ain't in the bragging, I'm in the check cashing. Call blocker, act your ass in the magnet. Shorty ain't rude, what's your name, what's your number? It all worked out, try spot for the summer. Look, homie, I'm SQ, grams I run through. Every day good weed and bottles of Grey Goose. You seen me come through, yeah, I even take a picture. Wake up every morning, Blackwood, Grape Switcher. Talk about the team, yeah, nigga, you need to. I ain't seen the click of niggas doing what we do. Hood nigga, and you know the diamonds. See through. My mama know I gotta do something illegal. I'm fly as a seagull. Why
go, she goes. That old Volvo, I see with your front door. Talk with you, know. I got it, she gon' go. They love me and no go. Block gon' let them know. I just left the lot, yeah, give them something to talk about. Just left my jeweler, yeah, give them something to talk about. Show them how to do it, yeah, give them something to talk about. Something to talk about, something to talk about. Just left the lot, oh boy, I got the new whip. Think I was in real estate, the way I make the tip flip. Put on all my jewelry, trying to watch my shit flick. In and out the weed spot, every time I make a hit. Early in the morning, topic of discussion region. Late night talk show, Leno in the evening. Need to keep your mouth closed, you ain't even seen me. Give you something to talk about, got to been heathen. Trips to the mall store, on the lock the door for me. Spend a lot of cash, you would think I got some groceries. Smoke a lot of grass, I believe that's how it's supposed to be. I should run for all the way, the groupie hoes vote for me. I'll be renting whips just to take the chick out south. I just play stupid, I don't know what you be talking about. Don't be acting foolish, you better just watch them out. For a living duelist, I give them something to talk about. I just left the light, yeah, give them something to talk about. Just left my jeweler, yeah, give them something to talk about. Show them how to do it, yeah, give them something to talk about. Something to talk about, something to talk about.
Boy, I copped a new whip.
Yeah, that was my man Block right there featuring SQ. Shout out to them dudes, BMG, we all we got.
All we got, give them something to talk about.
You know what it is, Joe.
Hey, that's from my Don't Even Rap album, too, man. That shit is crazy.
You heard the song with him and Miss Monet yet?
Yeah, it's super hard. I'm surprised he didn't send it out, though. I'm surprised he didn't send it over. He sent me some fly shit via email. Super fly shit, some shit that I probably would have said or you would have said. It was extremely fly.
That's
but he didn't send the music. So, you know how that go. Shout out to the right, man. Shout out to the whole BMG. You know, we all we got.
Put it on the scale. Put it on the scale.
December 14th, right?
I think that's the date.
Yeah, my hand itching too, man. Money.
December the 14th. Put it on the scale. D-Lab. I'm pretty sure we'll have a bunch of him later on in life. You know, make him come on with it. Give us a couple of them cuts. I am really feeling this new mic, man.
Cool, huh?
Yeah.
I like it. It has a nice trajectory, so you can actually be standing in, at a distance. And
hey, all the nuts on the bottom of the bag, Joe.
So they're at the bottom, so that would make them in the nut sack. Hey, man, shout out to the League of Dope, man.
Hey, so I hope everybody's Thanksgiving was cool. You know, mine was great. I chilled out at the crib, you know. Shout out to Miss Griffin. You know, I posted up. We, excuse my Cracker Jacks. Again, big shout out to the boy Quincy Miller and Deuce Bello. They checked in with us too over the weekend. Came and checked the LG out. Fam brought Deuce to the hood. That was nice right there. You know what I mean? So, shout out to those two dudes. You know what I mean? Again, like I said, I'm going to hold them down as much as possible because they, you know, products of our city, products of our county. So, shout out to fam. The basketball season has started, so you know what it is. You're going to be hearing a lot of updates. Dopey Awards.
And the winner is?
Me.
Hey, man, I was hollering at the boy Tay. Remember DJ the Hater?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he can't wait. He's going to be extremely fly for the affair.
Okay.
And we will be as well.
Yeah, because I turned down a bunch of big designers, too.
I did too.
So, you know, it's going to be a big affair.
I'm actually going with Official Tissue.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. Fatboy Swag line. I got my own clothes line. Shout out to my boy,
Soup.
Shout out to the, Official Tissue. You know what I'm saying? We are definitely in the building with that Fatboy Swag line coming in the summer. You know what I'm saying? To a Fatboy near you. Shout out to the Big and Tall XL stores. We trying to get in there too, man. We trying to do it real big. It's gonna be a nice cut before Big Dude. So you know I'm extremely fly. Hold on, let me check my wings.
Shout out to Draft.
Draft.
I pulled up. All right, Corey. So question for you.
Come on with it.
That new music, man.
What's new music?
I love it. You know now.
The new quarter key shit?
The new quarter key shit?
Yeah. What about it?
Play it.
It's not ready yet.
No.
Shit, man. Come on, no, man.
I'm saying it's not ready yet. We got a lot of projects coming. We got last shit coming. We got staff shit coming. We got the free, and I said free. Let me get closer. F-R-E-E, free, BMG. It's actually volume 3 to the Block Life Collection, but it's going to be pretty much all BMG. So volume 3 to the Block Life mixtapes. That will be coming in December, and it's going to be free. On Christmas Eve, free.
Hey, so Fam pointed out to me too that we're getting our legal dope. Four albums in as many months, you know, going down real hard and heavy. So, part 5 to the installment, like I say, going to be on Christmas Eve, so be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, we're going crazy, man. 5 albums. What's that? 4 albums, 4 months. Reggie Miller. And Blue Cheese. Shout out to the Blue Cheese, man. Shout out to Samantha Walking Autograph. Shout out to my boy Stan. Shout out to L. What up, Joe? What was that? Oh, yeah. Shout out to her. What up, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Blood, Blood, and Blood. And Blood.
All right, Kickstand, too, man. You can get back in tune with me about that that one thing, too, because we got to get to the greatest hits for the best of. Because, like I said, we're coming up on the year, so we want to be able to run the best of and put a couple things together because it was a pretty big year as far as guests go.
It was.
Taking milestones and everything that we do. You know, I remember when it was no calls. I remember when there wasn't no room for callers. You know what I mean? A lot of people graduated to the LegalDopeRadio.com, the Legal Dope website. So that's cool, too. Look at this dude. It don't matter. So that's cool too, you know what I mean? So, what's that?
Jeez.
Oh, nah. Yeah, so. Give me a cut. I need a cut. I need to kick my day off.
Hey, speaking of cuts, man. To the boy Royal, man. He had a birthday this past couple days ago, man. Had to give a big shout out to the boy, even though he came over here and did some crazy shit. But you know, that's.
Man, in some strange kind of, hey, listen, in some strange kind of way, I mean, I know he knew what he was doing, you know what I'm saying, but he probably thought that he was doing the right thing in some kind of way.
Yeah, that's cool, though, because, you know, that's Gristle. Like I say, me and Gristle go back, man, like rocking chairs and spinal cords. You know what I'm saying? I've been knowing Gristle since he was knee-high to a grapefly. You know what I'm saying? I used to cut Royal hair, whether you know that or not. You know, him and Mike Turner. Little young dudes, they live right around the corner from each other. They used to come to Big Body to Don's crib, get haircuts, and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I am a peanut butter and jelly sandwich special. Holla at your boy if you want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I got you. Shout out to the Legal Dope listeners. Fresh air to people's player. Mr. Make rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Shout out to Kid.
Hey, what that sound like? Hey, what my sound like on the mic?
It sounds great on the mic.
So my
sound
good?
Hold on, let me
let you
hear.
Hey, let me see
your mouth. Sounds great, don't it?
Fam, that is unbelievably
shout
sexy.
Shout out to the boy Draz, man. Crystal clear microphone, man. Y'all know how we do around this time, man. It's your boy Quarter the Great, Fresh Air the People's Player. The number one radio station in Lake County for underground music, man. You know how we do, and you know how we don't. Let's do something we don't do. Get addicted.
Yeah, I'm Gil Cardi. Just live for the hood. Just live for the hood. All around the globe, every hood. Do it for the hood.
do it for LA and all them niggas who be banging. I do it for VA and all them niggas who be swinging. I do it for NO, I do it for VA, I do it for the troll, I done it for the gay. A horse from my hood, so this is not a hymn. Never sing up to the fans, if you want me, come and get me. I do it for the Lone Star State, Houston Tech. I done it for my young niggas thugging in the crib. You know what it is.
May rap like this.
Legal Dome, straight out the Fresh Air to People's
Player.
Is it there fresh?
Hey man, so we're getting addicted, man. I always have a good time around this time of Wednesday.
It's
you know?
A good time to be had, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boy. I shout everybody. Hey, let me tell you some funny shit though, before I finish shouting people out. When you do a radio show, right?
Tell them, Pat, because they don't know.
Right. When you do a radio show, right, you find yourself talking like a radio host all the time. You know what I'm saying? So I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, they called my phone. I was like, yeah, what up? Just Quarter to Great. I mean, how you doing? Hello? So then they say, such and such, such and such. And I was like, man, shout out to you. And
Straight fan.
So I called Fresh, man. I said, yeah, man, you know. Hey, I got an interview I want y'all to hear. Y'all should have seen Fan Face. Ooh, that was amazing.
Oh, B-Rock. Tune in, Rocky.
Nah, I ain't got it yet, man. But I'm going to bring. You know me, man. I'm strategic, fam. So whenever I feel the need to, you know, bring that out, that's what I'm going to do. Got a couple callers here, man. Let's see what these callers do. It looks like the Bully. It looks like.
Hey, big shout out to Miss Kane, too. Her birthday coming up. I want to say Sunday.
All right, so that's different.
If you act right, we might have a legal love.
Just for you. On Sunday. Stay addicted. It's fun. I got a couple numbers here. I think this is the People's Player. Right? What was that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, but let's do it, Tom.
Do
it? Go.
Hey, Joe.
You're on the line with Legal Dope Boy, 619. What up, Joe? Like the police
or the imposter, hey,
or
Joe,
the imposter
still is out there doing his thing. Y'all don't feed into the shit, you know. Report it, cuss him out, just report it, you know what I mean? Like,
they
I'm tired of entertaining
fan.
That shit, you know. I'm tired of entertaining that because it's bananas to do requesting my daughter's mother as a friend, you know what I'm saying? He or she or they or whatever's going on, like, they just freaking out. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were requesting my cousins. Like, this is serious, for real. It was one thing to disrespect Blendell. Shout out to Blendell. You know what I mean? That was one thing, but it's going too far, man. Dude got to be stopped.
Yeah, he has to be.
Yeah. Them. And it's crazy, because whoever it is be getting addicted. So, I mean, you listening right now, you a fuck.
Hey, if you are listening right now, fuck you and your mother. No disrespect. But a lot of
all disrespect. And I'm disrespected. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not offended by it. It's just absurd, for real. You feel me?
It's absurd.
But whatever. It's bigger than rap.
It's bigger than love. What's that?
Come on with the villain laugh. Yeah.
Oh, exclusive.
Future.
That's that T.I. right there.
T.I.P.
Featuring Eminem. That joint is going to be up next, like I told you, sooner than later. We're going to... All She Wrote.
Yeah.
All She Wrote. So we're going to get to that shortly. Hot joint. Hey, man, Perk. I make sure I take that with me, too, man. Because Staff been drawing down on me, man.
Staff say he don't need it.
Okay.
He say he cool. He say he got it.
Caught some feelings and went and got it from somewhere else. Shout out to my man, Staff, Joe.
I'm glad he didn't jump off a bridge like he threatened to do. He said, man, if you don't get it to me, I'm going to jump off
a 14th Street Bridge. I'm on my
way. He's on his way to 14th Street Bridge. I'm glad he didn't make it. That was the day Q-Nun was out here, man. Yeah. Shout out to the boy Q-Mail, man. Shout out to the boy Deuce B. You know what I'm saying? Young dudes out here getting their thing, getting their, putting it down, you know what I'm saying, for the town, for Carolina. Shout out to the boy.
For Haiti. Haiti. Shout out to the boy Deuce Bello, man, representing that. Just people hate adults, you know what I mean? Everybody knows.
Look African.
Everybody know the bullshit Haiti going through, you know what I mean? So shout out to my man Deuce Bello for holding down Haiti. You feel me?
Hey, shout out to the person that's calling in block right now. Fuck you. I'm almost positive that you're a fuck person, and I'm almost positive that you are the imposter. Also, last week, or the week before last, when the person called in and said...
Apologies to
T-Money, too. Apologies to T-Money. Last week before last, somebody called in and said there's an imposter among us. That was the imposter. I'm thinking, anyway. Because, fuck things, do fuck things.
Hey, so somebody was hating, like, you know, not even really hating, but somebody expressed how they were feeling as far as, you know, this show being about fresh air. It really ain't about fresh air. The whole thing was, you know, just being a platform. I'm not a president. I'm also a client. And I mean, you know, if I got something to say, I'm going to put it out there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I got that going on in my life, so that was that.
Blue cheese is all I need. Blue cheese, everyone. Yeah. Anything in the book? Sorry. Hey, man,
Becky.
So.
Huh?
None. Let's see what this do, man. Pressure of the people's politician.
Joe. It's just Barack Obama. Hey, because, shout out to somebody just sending me a tweet.
Hey, you got tweeted?
Yeah, I got a tweet, man. I got a tweet from J.R. Ryder. Maybe we're going to check it out, man, see what's going on. See if we can hook up with Ryder. See if we can get him on the show. Matter of fact, we're going to do that right now. Go to a song right now. How's that? See if we can work that out right now. Hey, big shout out to my boy Kino and K-Love. Them my mans and them, you know what I mean? Ryder. Hey, man, this is the love show.
Yeah, I got a lot of love for a lot of niggas, fam. And that's what I'm going to do, what I'm about to do right now. My boy Boo Man sent me a track. It's called Free. I think it's hard, personally, because of what he's talking about.
Fam, Boo Man got a big fan base in the hood. They like that dude.
I've been a big fan of Boo Man forever, man. Shout out to Snowy Ghetto, man. Get addicted.
Oh, G-J-U. Right. Home in a minute, motherfucker. Get on the pump and on the motherfucking streets, bro. 100. This is about GJU. Get home in a minute, motherfucker. Get on the pump and on the motherfucking streets, bro.
I'm by criminals. I've been locked up since I was an early teen. In freedom by witches, stand the decision that we make is our allegiance, man. Come back home, 40 fucking years is too damn long. Forget about what I went wrong. They took me out my habitat and placed me in a quarantine. Surrounded by criminals, I've been locked up since I was an early teen.
Brother?
Yeah. Hey, man, shout out to Boo Man. That's real live North Chicago hip hop right there, man. We all getting it in. Legal Dope Radio is the number one home for underground hip hop music in Lake County. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. Fresh Air to People's Player. Quarter of the Greatest definitely in the building, and I'm in that make rap like this.
Legal Dope, man. That was smooth as fuck right there.
Hey, man, I'm a rapper.
Okay.
Hey, I got this new shit, man. It's called Sex, Drugs, and More Drugs.
Shout out to the Blue Cheese.
Shout out to the Blue Cheese, man. At Thanksgiving dinner, man. Hey, I slept down there all day on Thanksgiving, man. Just so y'all know. That's what I did. I had a Wednesday night with y'all. I stayed up until like 6 in the morning off that Blue Cheese working on some new music for the drug-related mixtape. And then I went to sleep, woke up at like 10. I got up at the... I got up at 10 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? Hollered at the People's Player, hollered at J5 Fly Guy, went right back to sleep. Got up at 4, 8, left, came back, right back to sleep. So, you know, got a lot of rest. And, you know, that's what it was. Hey, Kickstand, we got news today for Kick?
It looked like it.
Got the news for Kick
today. He on the board.
He's definitely on the board. I want to get to it now, but I'm not. But record sales was
okay. I can't put it off no more.
Do it.
The big buzz is Nicki Minaj.
Uh-huh.
Now, I understand the powerhouse that Young Money and Nicki by herself is, you know what I mean? Because, you know, she built that buzz up to get signed with Young Money to keep the buzz going where it is now. So shout out to Nicki Minaj.
Shout out to Nicki.
Because I'm not, you know, people say I'm hating, you know what I mean? But I don't know. Lil Kim's better. Hey, check it out. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. She did 400,000 the first week.
Actually, she did 300 and something. Ye did. She number two.
Kanye
came in at 25th.
Shout out to Banks.
Came in at 25th, 49,000 sales, which is big because he's independent. You know what I'm saying?
Beamer Benz independent.
You know what I'm saying? And who else? Neo didn't do that good.
Damn. But, I mean, for real, though. Is Nicki Minaj better than Lil Kim?
You can't ask me that.
I'm asking you.
No.
Okay. Yeah, because a lot of folks think, and I understand the hype and the high that they riding with because, you know, it's like battling Lil Wayne. Like, when you know,
right.
the whole Lil Wayne best rapper alive thing. You know, that's not true. But, you know, the masses is riding so hard with Lil Wayne that it's going to be hard for anybody to outdo anything to Lil Wayne.
Now, I wouldn't say that she's not good with.
Right. Oh, no.
She's good.
I say she's garbage, but I'm talking shit.
She's nice.
Out of hip-hop, you know what I mean? My pop's calling every week with us, you know.
So she's nice.
Hip-hop.
I'm not saying she's not nice.
I'm back too far.
I'm not saying she's not nice. But I'm saying, kind of like you just said, man, it's like the whole Jay-Z Lil Wayne thing. But that's not really a fair comparison. But like I'm saying, it's close to it because when you think about y'all should have heard what he's saying. That's controversial right there. I'm not going to repeat it. I believe what he said, though, to be true. But I'm not going to repeat that. If you get you go to the podcast and you download it, you might be able to hear what he said because the mic is good. Hey, you know, we getting it in. First Air to People's Player, Quarter to Great. Legal Dope Radio, number one for underground hip hop in Lake County.
Man, where you come up with that?
You
said like 8 times. Is that like that? I seen it on the text, right? Okay,
yeah,
check it out. I seen it on the text. He's like, yeah, okay, that's hot. My man can, you know, whatever.
Because it's true.
I come down, everybody, the dude got like 8 times. Like, you know.
I can't help it, though.
But like, you pulled away from her in the nighttime, fam, and you looked in the mirror.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Legal Dope Boys. Hey, but like I was saying, when I think about Kim, I think about some like extremely hard shit she ever said. Like,
ma'am, do y'all understand? I try to
dress all black.
No,
like a woman.
Yeah, you want to rumble with the beat, huh?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
No, man. Hey.
I'm dressed in all black like the homie.
Like the homie, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Nah, I had your friend singing, "This is for you. This is for her." My heart. Hey. Hey, check it out. Nicki Minaj is hot, man. I ain't ever want to say she's not hot, man. But
she's hot.
And it's like, people say, ah, man, well, Big wrote that shit. Actually, even if Big did write that, I don't doubt, because everybody saw how Notorious went. It was like, don't say it like that, say it like this. It wasn't here, say this.
Right.
You see
and
what I'm saying?
That's my thing. Like, when you do music, you know better. Like, I listen, and if I'm wrong, okay, I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. Twice. But when you listen, you don't hear it. Like, I hear what I would probably say to Seth back in the day. Like, nah, Seth, say this.
Fam,
when she say blah, 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 blah.
Kim's hardest album came out when Big was dead, bro. Like, 3-4 albums later, man. Lella Mafia is the hardest album Kim put out.
Thank you.
Period.
I agree.
So, on that note, man, get addicted, take a call or something, man. Let's do all of that, man. Everything, man. I'm in, man. Friday night, not your head up and down, man. That means putting one once or twice. Let me see what you got going on. Just to make sure things is copacetic, because it's time to check in. And, yeah, let's do it, man.
Ready for him now?
Yeah. I don't know. Right up. Blue cheese. On, you know, later on in the cut.
He's definitely sharp as a tack, so you know it's 1-3 times. I mean, it's like waving your hand. Hello or goodbye to the people.
All right, let's do calling number 14, then.
Let's do that.
Miss Kane, you on the air?
Hi, guys.
Goody.
How y'all doing tonight?
I'm fair for square. How are you?
That's what's up. Y'all need to add on, like, the favorite listener of the Legal Dope.
Well, you
I
know what?
Winner.
It's funny you say that, because there is a Legal Dope Award for that.
Yeah, we got one coming.
Okay.
It's a, so, you know,
like I told you, make sure you dress exquisite for the affair. You know,
I'm putting a picture on Facebook already. Real Legal Dope listeners, all that, if y'all out here and y'all got a Facebook, post a picture up on your attire for that night. Because I am. I don't care if you put it on, take it off.
Hey, she took the game to a whole new level.
She took it to a whole other level, man.
I'm on some, yeah, I mean, for real. This is the red carpet. We're going to have a red carpet for the Legal Dope Awards that night.
You
for
already
real.
Know, you already know. And you know what? You really going in real hard for that award for the biggest dope fiend in the game. You going in hard.
I've been going for a year. At first, you know, I was off and on, like, I listened, but, like, for the past, like, 7 months, 8 months, I damn near been, like, on this motherfucker for real, like, from 11, real talk.
We know how you do.
Hey, well, check it out there. Shout out to one of the biggest dope things out there, Miss Kane.
And sending my people to y'all.
It is there.
It is there. Hey, well, you know what? I got something for you. I got something for you, Miss Kane. You ready?
Yeah.
Get addicted.
Ba 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 ba.
She can walk her ass off in a whip, came in with a rock. LP. That's my tea. Look what I done did. Left her in the kitchen with them, brought back more than I did. And I had so big. Then she got two kids, and she work and pay the bills, and she know she that bitch. 5'5", brown eyes, yeah, nice little petite frame. The way I'm back shot now, I might pull a hamstring. Money over everything, she know what the business is. She say her father used to hug him daddy when I bring it.
She know my pass off, and her whip came in.
I wouldn't care what she wear, boy, I swear she fine. Whip gang stupid,
white like million.
A sexy accent, boy, I love the way she talk. But what turns me on the most is how the girl walk. She come past with a strut that'll cut glass and make a ghetto business nigga stalk her sexy ass. Sophisticated, educated, classy as she hood. Just got a master's plus her credit hella good. A boyfriend or two never played the dating scene. And she been all about her cream since she was a teen. Her daddy owned the restaurant, plus he had it booming. If you can't spoil a player, I suggest you keep it moving. Carla coming out the mall, bag in each hand. Helped her to a vehicle, Joe, I'm a gentleman. Exchanged numbers with her, never glanced off in her eyes. I was mesmerized by her sexy legs and her thighs.
She can walk her ass off and her whip came in. She comes past with a strut. She can walk her ass off and her whip came in.
Sidebar worth of news for you, man.
Let's do it.
Montel Jordan.
This is how we do it.
Hey, listen, though. Hey, no, in all seriousness, man. Hey, Montel Jordan is a preacher, man.
Oh, that's even worse. I didn't say what I was about to say.
Hey, shout out to Montel Jordan, man.
Shout out to Montel Jordan.
Hey, remember Montel Jordan, the Master P had that cut. Hey, what was it? Hey, how they thought go.
Something about the rodeo or something, right?
Something about the last ride. Hey. Hey. Shout out to my man, Master P, man.
Master P was a legend.
Make.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Master P, man.
Legal dope.
Hey, check it out, though.
Man, Master P hollered me, man. I still holler at Master P. I fuck with P.
Yeah.
I fuck with P. On everything.
I seen Romeo somewhere the other day.
Now, you know everybody's son play in college right now?
Yeah, did you see that shit?
Everybody shorty who's hooping, fam. Everybody. Glenn Wright, Louis Farrakhan.
That's tripped out.
And he's cold. Son. Yeah.
Cold.
Nephew?
I think it was his nephew. Or his grandnephew. Harvey Grant's son plays.
Glenn Rice Jr.
does play. The Selmans, what's the old school killer name?
Al Horford's little brother.
Yeah, I've seen him. Man. Shout out to the good dude from Connecticut. UConn.
Oh, Kimber Walker. Hey, too, another little sidebar note, too. D-Lab mixtape release party, December the 14th.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what it is. You know how we party when we party. You know what I mean? Shout out to Block Life album release party. Shout out to Bigger Than Love. You know what I mean? So you know what it is now. Yeah. December the 14th. Put it on the scale.
Put it on the scale.
It's going to be a blackout. It's a blackout, man. BMG Black. MC Black, fellas.
Yeah.
Blackout. It's a blackout at these last functions, Joe. Everybody wear black, man. Come on to the function. Hold your sales down. BMG Blackout. D-Lab album release party. I don't even know that yet. I just told them. BMG Blackout. That's what it is, man. D-Lab album release party. Everybody coming black. You know what it is. December 14th. Hey, so I got a request, too. For Gangsta Effortlessly. If I quoted it great.
Man.
And Ben a Gangsta. Block Life. So I'm thinking we do that for the Legal Dope Double Up.
Jeez. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Get addicted, dude.
Get addicted. Legal Dope Double Up.
Yeah. Niggas already talk about how gangsta they is, nigga. Nigga, I've been a motherfucking gangster, nigga. I've been doing this shit, nigga. Block Life, nigga. I've been a gangster. I ain't even gonna lie, dude. I've been a gangster. Even when I was in high school, I've been a gangster. Live, love, life, take food. I've been a gangster. Been a gangster. Been a gangster. Been a gangster. I've been a gangster. I ain't even gonna lie, dude. I've been a gangster. Even when I was in high school, I've been a gangster. Live, love, life, take food. I've been a gangster. Been a gangster. Been a gangster. Been a gangster. 91. I had just started gang bang. Got my first strap. Started dressing with my pants hanging. First pair of ones. I got them in my new spot. Rag on my head. Damn, they thought I was Tupac. Got my first whip, old school. Had a rag on it, I ain't even tripped. Rolled around, no tags on it. Pistol in my lap, I ain't even had license. Pistol on my lap, I ain't even got license. Man, I've been a gangster. I wear my hat turned blue. Got my name written all up in your bitch journal. I pull up to the school, teacher looking all crazy. 12 years old, cop a two and a baby. 12 years old, man, I was just a baby. Boy, I've been a gangster. That's what the streets made me. I ain't going to class, I done got too lazy. I just skip school and go chill with the Jamaicans. I've been a gangster. I ain't even gonna lie, dude. I've been a gangster. Even when I was in high school, I've been a gangster. Live, love, life, take food. I've been a gangster. Been a gangster. Been a gangster. Been a gangster. I've been a gangster. I ain't even gonna lie, dude. I've been a gangster. Even when I was in high school, I've been a gangster. Live, love, life, take food. I've been a gangster. Been a gangster. Been a gangster. Been a gangster. Off the Mac to school. Don't know what got into me. I thought I was cool. Plus, I had a couple enemies. I was in the office. They talking about suspending me. Used to act a fool. Couldn't attend no assembly. I was 21. I had caught a few charges. I just made parole. Now I'm riding in the Charger. Couldn't wait to get out. Had a nigga on 10. Same nigga getting out from back when I went in. I just like to pose. Really bring out the G in me. I'm just like the foes. I just keep a new enemy. I be on my toes. Been a gangster. Nothing new to me. Boy, I've been a gangster. You should tell by the jewelry. Back in the day, I used to rock a haircut. Now I'm getting paid. I don't even get my hair cut. I was just a gangster. I ain't even finished high school. Trying to get my rank up. I might just start a fight, dude. I've been a gangster. I ain't even gonna lie, dude. I've been a gangster. Even when I was in high school, I've been a gangster. Live, love, life, take food. I've been a gangster. Been a gangster. Been a gangster. Been a gangster. I've been a gangster.
This is Beast Production.
Black superhero music right here, baby.
Yeah.
effortlessly. Gangsta effortlessly. Gangsta effortlessly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the right there, my name.
Gangsta effortlessly. Gangsta effortlessly. Gangsta effortlessly. Papa was the Rolling Stone.
So he ain't teach me to roll. Teach me how to be dope. Get my cash over bitches. Get my product in bulk. It's because Papa hustle. All my niggas were dealers. All my ladies were bitches. Some of my friends turned to killers. I'm a effortless gangster. I don't practice my jeans. I don't lie to these streets. I put my soul on the track. I put a hoe on the track. I put some blow on the track. That's why I'm dope in a bitch. You niggas figure out that Kanye king of his lane. I think Lupe is better. Like the Carter 3 hard, but I think Triller was better. Soulja Boy is not Nas. Yeah, what the fuck was you thinking? Like I get what you saying, but not quite what you thinking. Like I see is a legend. The Godfather of rap. Put the T in the tech. Put his bitch on the track. So respect his opinion. Little nigga, you whack. Yeah, I'm broken, I'm fat. But what they say after that?
I'm a gangster.
Been a gangster.
Been a gangster.
I was high
school. Even when I went to high school. Hawk High. What is great?
He's so fucking intense.
Sounded real good. Mike sounded real good. Crowd in the background is bananas. You know what I'm saying? Legal Dope Radio, number one station for hip hop, underground hip hop, man. And Lake County.
The legend, man. Shout out to Court of the Great.
Shout out to Fresh Air People Square, man. Shout out to my niggas, the BMG.
Love
them dudes, man. D Lad, man, put it on the
album release party, December 17th. My bad. Not the 14th. December 17th. The album comes out on the 14th.
Right.
So, December the 17th, I'm going to get you some more details as far as the location and the address and all that. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure, but you know how we do. We've got to iron out the wrinkles or whatever, make sure everything's squared away. You know, we approach a halftime, too. It's almost time for the boy Kick. So we're going to line that up. You know what I mean? But shout out to the 11,000 plus that's listening via the web. Good looking out. Need y'all once a week. Straight up, God keeping me moving. You feel me?
Hey.
Go.
The other day, I listened online, like, while we were doing the show, though. You guys didn't know that, of course. But I was one of you. When we were doing the show last week, that's why I sounded like I was kind of, like, off in the distance somewhere, because I was. I was listening to the show just to see what we needed as far as, you know, new technology or what have you. So, iron out those wrinkles and we made it happen, man. So, you know, we got the new setup, man. We're moving to our new building soon. We've just been on location doing our thing. You know what I'm saying? The Legal Dope Boys, Fresh Air, the People Player, Court of the Great, Mr. Men That Make Rap Like This.
Legal Dope.
So, we just been out trying to do our thing, man. Trying to get this Legal Dope to y'all. So, like I say, man, we got Boy Kid coming up in a minute.
6 minutes. 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? So I know I told y'all last week that your boy Kanye, shout out to Kanye, you know, for being the number one, holding on the number one spot with the album is crazy. That long ass title, My Beauty, with the fantasy of small shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Hot shit. Kanye did the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Shout out to Kanye because, you know, that was a hip hop act. At the Macy's Parade. Remember that fucker got booed?
Hmm?
Yeah, they booed him.
Wow. Did he say, that toast to the asshole?
Hey, on another note, though, he did kind of go ham on Taylor Swift again because he was talking about how she never, you know, he's crazy and he's kind of spoiled, too. Shout out to Kanye. He said something like, don't quote me on none of this shit, neither. But he said something to the tune of, man, Taylor Swift, she bogus because she didn't not suspect that I, you know, kind of to make up for what he did or whatever. Fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, dude is a freak, though. You feel what I'm saying? That's my man. He's talented, talented brother. Hey, dude, brother.
Yeah. They moved him.
I think they over him.
Yeah.
You know, he probably going to come back. You know, I can't say back. You know, he never disappeared, but you know how they, you know, I thought they cake. And, you know, and then experiment, and then come back, you know, and go on Madison or come to Broadway or, you know, go to your local King Drive, wherever that might be,
right,
and get that love again from
the people.
So, you know, whatever, have you. We'll take it. You know what it is. We love Kanye. Straight up. What up? I'm going to take one of the callers, man. Everybody's freaking out. Shit. They have to. Let's take the other bullies. Let's do the Bogart bullies, man. I'm a killer man after that cut, and then that's my joint, though. Straight up. This dude got a new cut, too, man. But we know we had a problem with that as far as, you know, pulling up the joint, man. Our system is kind of crazy, like I say. We have to, you know, shit.
Now, let's hear you.
Crazy. Bully Pogar, what's good?
Hey, what's happening with you?
I don't know what's good, brother.
Man, you know, lounge, you know, so moving it like I do.
Right. We know what it is, man. Legal Dope Wednesday, man. Hey, so you're going to have to re-roll on us, I'm sure, fam, as far as that cut go, man. It's an MP3.
Yeah, man, I can't believe I slipped on that, man.
Well, you know.
Slipping don't count.
What'd you
like? But I said slipping don't count, man. Hey, but nah, man, I'm starting to work on this street album, man.
Can I get a verse?
You want a verse right now?
Can I get a verse on the new mixtape?
Oh, nigga, not on my album. You got a verse all day. I ain't doing no more mixtapes right now unless y'all, when I come out there, I want to come do a mixtape out there after the 10th.
After the 10th,
I
want
to shoot a video and the whole shit. I ain't talked to y'all about it yet, but that's what I want to do when I come. I'm going to come for like 2 weeks. I'm going to be at the album release party. I got to make that.
Damn, fam. That's soon, brother.
Yeah, nigga, I'm finished off the road, nigga. I've been stuck on this motherfucker forever, man. I'm tired of this shit. I'm out of here. You feel me? I need to come check something out. You feel me? It cost me a bitch. I ain't even gonna lie. You know what I mean? I'm gonna see what this real California is to do out there at one time. You know what I mean? I'm seeing if someone wanna come back with me and check out, you know, the only place you can use. You can go to like 7-8 beaches in one day, nigga, in the winter.
Yeah,
nigga. You fuck out me to come back.
I want to come to America's finest city with me. Matter of fact, man, check this out. All you female listeners is out there, man. The bully gonna be touching down, man. You know what I'm talking about? If y'all at the album release party, man, set a trap out, man, and we could chat it out. You dig? All the time. 100.
Man, say no more, man. Bully Bogart, man. Repping East Dago, man. East San Diego, Southeast San Diego. You know what it is.
East and East Dago. Southeast and it East is, Dago.
It is, man. Everything.
Man.
Hey, real quick, man. Hey, what's to the Filipino dude that killed the police officers, man?
Hey, man, hey, it was gung-ho, you know. It was a situation where the motherfucker had somebody in there had a pistol and probably was, you know, two-time striker.
Yeah.
You know, the casinos is hanging up here in Skyline, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because where was it at? It was in Paradise Hill?
Yeah, and they went up in there to snatch somebody else up, and when they snatched him up, the boy was like, fuck that, I ain't finna go back. He let you know some real gangster shit. That nigga held court on the streets, my nigga. Niggas rap about it. Niggas is really doing that shit. You know what I mean? That nigga held court on the streets, nigga. So rest in peace to that gangster. You know, as a matter of fact, it's Clack to Babylon. Fuck my PO.
There it is, there, man. South of the bully. We'll holler at you, Joe.
Yeah.
Bully Bogart, man. Hey, it's about halftime, man.
There you go.
Yeah. It is your boy, the one and only. Halftime news rhyme, man. Kickstand.
Yo, what's up with my legal dope listeners? This is your boy, Kick. Chilling on a Wednesday, getting addicted with my boys. How y'all fellas doing this evening?
There you go. We chilling out, dude. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, you know, it's all work and no play. I'm trying to get it in. Oh,
man, that's beautiful, man. Kick, man, go ahead and give us some news we can use, brother.
This nigga stole my line because he didn't want to wear no fucking ass headphones. Shout out to the new mic, man.
Shout out to the new mic. Well, yeah, you know how it is. Kick got a little bit of news.
Hey, hold on, just to... man. You can't.
What's up?
You can't give us no news we can use, man. That's what I said, man.
Alright, man. Can we start it all over? Because it don't sound right unless you do it, fam.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got your boy Kick.
It's it. Come on, Cruiser, for real.
Man. Come on, kid. Give us a cruiser for you, man.
Yeah. This is your boy, Kid. Yeah.
Oh, man, I miss being there with y'all niggas, man. But, yeah, you know what it is. Just to touch on a little bit of what y'all already went through. You know, Nicki Minaj, if don't nobody know, she went ahead and popped that $375,000 on her first week for the Pink Friday. You know, ain't nobody did it since 98 with Lauryn Hill. She did 423,000 units the first week. So that's a big shout out to Nicki. She getting it in. You know, for those that don't like her and for those that do like her, she just good to my eyesight. I don't know what anybody else think.
Oh, okay.
Fair trip. How
many people,
What was the number? What was the official number?
375. You know, she might have did some change since they reported it.
That's what I thought.
375 is the exact number as of 9 a.m. this morning.
That's what I thought.
So that's a big shout out. You know what I mean? For the women out there that's trying to get it in, go ahead, get it in. It is possible. You know, everybody ain't still in music. We do our support as we do. But as far as that, I'm going to give a big shout-out to Twist because instead of promoting his Perfect Storm album, he went out there, rolled up his sleeves, got it in the Chicago Food Bank, you know, handed out some food to the homeless, those in need. So that was a good thing, even though it is after Thanksgiving. Brother always thinking of people after Thanksgiving and in between Christmas, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Shout-out to Twist, man.
Shout-out to Twist.
Now, for those that like to stay up on music like I do, you know, there's a lot of new music coming out, and I know me and the Legal Dope Boys, we like to really get it in, but, you know, I know me and Quarter got a special connection because, you know, we like to just get our ears full of Mr. Ross, Ricky Rose. Now, this is the funny thing. He going to drop him a Christmas album.
Is he going to say ho, ho, ho and shit? You
What's
think
up?
Is it going to be like a real live Christmas album, or is it going to be like the Block Life Christmas album?
It might be more lines of Block Life Christmas album. You know, it ain't just titled The Christmas Album. It's called Ashes to Ashes. So,
we should call it, that'd be hot.
Ashes to Ashes, hey, whatever you want to call it, but they officially dubbing it a Christmas album. So, you know, hey, everybody be looking out for it. It's called Ashes to Ashes from your boy Ricky Rose, Rick Ross. It'll be coming up before Christmas.
Okay.
And then we got Lil Wayne. You know, he all over the place in the news, you know. He just got out, just released. He getting back to regular shit, you know, doing shows and everything like that. But they just made a little notice that he just hit another gold. He just got him another gold plaque for his album, I'm Not a Human Being. Now, if anybody ain't been keeping up, that he released his little rock album called The Rebirth, which moved 500,000 units. And that was just... You know, that's the 500,000 is something real big nowadays because everybody just getting their music when they want it, how they want it, without paying. So, you know, big up for a nigga that, you know, to do 500,000 units. As of today, he just popped for that I Am Not a Human Being. He just popped that gold plaque. So I like to get that up. All those that actually went out and bought it and supported it, that's good shit. You know what I mean? That is big love.
That's huge, man, because, you know, if 30's the new 20, 500,000 is the new platinum. You know what I'm saying? So that's huge, man, for him to have all, you know, just be stacking them boys up because he putting them bitches together, like, straight up. Because he coming with big material and he putting up numbers, unlike Eminem was dropping that one and still doing huge numbers. This dude got three or four of them at the top of the charts all the time.
And
he was locked up at the time. So what can you say? You know, a brother that ain't out there doing shows and steady putting it out there, you know, this album release and, you know, throwing it out there to move 500,000, that's a real big thing. That means, you know, he can pretty much sit back and do anything and just release it through the label. And, hey, there it go. Because if y'all on it like I am, you checking out all these mixtapes that he putting out. I mean, you can go on any website that let loose the mixtapes, and you ain't going to see Lil Wayne under, like, 10,000, 20,000, 35,000 downloads. and way more listeners. So, you know, big up to that nigga for getting it in.
Yeah.
Definitely, man.
All the time.
I seen it back in the day. Like, my middle, hey, like, it's tripped out, too. With like the Bully Bogard said, Joe. I seen that so long ago, fam. I was like, damn, this dude hard. I mean, he was young, and he wasn't cussing. So I told dude, fam, this dude was going to be great, fam.
Yeah.
Straight up.
It was going to be a problem.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's pretty much. I'm going to still give y'all my 10, my top 10 Billboard list. But I want to go ahead give a slight lightweight shout-out to all my people of November birthdays that I ain't get a chance to get in. I'll be it from the least, you know, Zeese, that's my guy. He out there doing it on the 28th, you know, his birthday. My fam, my side, you know, not related, but something like fam. Jamie, you know what I mean? We got Fat birthday in November. My cousin Kat, you know what I mean? And I'll go ahead and give a special shout out to Miss P, birthday yesterday. You know what I mean? Go ahead and get it in. And if I could, I want to go ahead and just hit a shout out and quarter. Can you go ahead and hit me with that Yvette after I get done giving my top 10? I really want to hear that. I've been listening to it this week, and I really got addicted to it. So I need to hear Yvette. If you can't cue that in for me, fam.
Get your big. I want my outro music set up.
Hey, for sure. You know I got to get it in, fam. If I don't come rhyming one week, you know I'm going to come with something just for my Legal Dope listeners just to go on and get addicted to. If you don't love the news, love my voice. That's what it is. But I'm going to go ahead and give everybody the top 10 on the Billboard albums.
Hey, you should have left on that, man. That was hard as fuck. You should have said, man, if you don't love the new love my voice and I'm out, you should have dropped the mic and walked off the stage.
Put the cape on me and let me.
You was tripping.
No, I got to get a 10. I don't know who'd be listening for the top 10, but, hey, I sure love to get some shout-outs, you know, that y'all love the news. It's your boy, Kick. You know how I get it in. I'm going to let y'all know what's going on. But as of right now, at number 10, we got Twist with Perfect Storm. Number 9, we got the Far East Movement with Free Wire. We got number 8, Don Omar with Don Omar Presents Meet the Orphans. We got Waka Flocka with Flocka Valley. At 7. Number 6, we got Rick Ross, Teflon Don. Number 5, we got Drake, Thank Me Later. We just kicked in the top 10 for the rap albums. And that's funny because it should have been there already. But at number 4, we got Lil Wayne, I Am Not a Human Being. Number 3, Eminem, Recovery. Number 2, we got Kid Cudi, Man on the Moon 2. And at number 1, yo, Midwest boy Nelly with 5.0. And he kicked in at number 1 for the top rap albums. And if y'all ain't know, if you ain't addicted to my boys, be addicted to my voice. It's 10-10 right now, and this is your boy Kick with your Legal Dope news. Y'all have y'all a good one, and I hope your Thanksgiving was just as fat as mine.
Hey, check it out, man. First of all, you ain't both to start. You're going to start your sign-off till next week.
Hey.
Hey, it's that shot, though. Hey, check it out, though. Hey, Flocka CD is actually decent.
I like to hear it.
It's actually decent, bro. And he actually went hard on Swiss the City. You heard that?
No.
Snap.
I heard that, fam. Hey, you know how we get it in when we be riding around just bumping these CDs and whatnot, fam? You can't tell me if you put it in, you can't get slight lightweight
hey.
Flocka. You can't tell me you don't nod your head. You don't get Flocka like you got dreads a little bit.
We need to get Flocka on the show.
We need to get Flocka. I'm going to work on that, fam. I'm going
to
work on that.
I'm going to listen to his album first.
Hey, he got a little bit, fam. I mean, you got to think about it, man. When we was out there back in the day, bumping Rick Jilla, you know what I mean? Psycho, all of them, you know what I mean? To me, when I listen to anything from the Midwest, it's sort of like listening to a motherfucker that I actually know. He talking about exactly what I need to be hearing and what I'm used to hearing. So it's like, man, you got to get it in at some point in time because that's how I...
You hear him shit bumping?
Hey, that was your boy Kick, man. Gave us the news we could use, man. We'll holler at my man.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Ladies and gentlemen, that was my man.
Hey, man, I love that dude, man.
Oh, shit, man. That's crazy. Man, that was your boy King with the dudes you can use, man. Hey, man.
Where the fuck is Friday night at?
Right, man? That's what I was about to say, man. Where is he at? I'm going to find Friday night for us, man. Wow. No Friday night? You tripping. Call his phone. There you go.
Hey, Stan.
Yeah. Press one, nigga.
Hey, hold on. First of all, fam. That turns into a pumpkin at 10:10, man. Hey, but for real, the wing got it loaded up. Hey, check it out. Blue cheese, man. Big Buddha cheese crossed with blueberry. It's definitely Googleable.
This is a Cassius Clay production.
Let's get it, Dick. Come stand.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's kind of perfect.
Came to the club, reeking stupid booty, great ayy. Ooey gooey, sticky, icky, weedy with a great taste. On my Jimi Hendrix shit, I'm smoking purple haze. Same shit Prince was smoking when he made purple rain. Hit some Dipset shit, Purple City Bird Gang, high end fly nigga. Birds playing, Gucci man ham with a big bag of purple. Damn right I'm going in, don't nobody smoke commercials. Sitting here chilling with some bitches that he flirting. Got this goofy weed from a nerd, I call it Steve Urkel. $5,500 for the pound and it's worth it. Gave Cortez a couple zones, told him go ahead and smoke. He a fool when he busted down and sold it, made $5,500 and he went and bought his own shit. Went and bought a new whip, went and bought a blue chain. I told him he was tripping, should have got purple, man. Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple.
Mixtape coming in January, hopefully, man. Get that boy out here. It's gonna go stupid hard. That boy been working. Everybody been working.
Shout out to Young Staff, man, because, you know, he said for a long time he didn't want to get it in because he didn't want to give in. Shit. I mean, he couldn't be mad at that, you know.
You know.
Hey.
But he got on top of him and shit. And, you know, and
shout out to that boy, man, for working hard with it. That's dope. BMG Blackout. You know what it is, how we do it, when we do it.
You know.
Where are we doing it at? I ain't quite sure yet. I'm waiting on my man D-Lad to re-roll on me right now. But I do know we're doing it on December the 17th. Blackout. Come join us. Please partake in the blackout. It'll be a good time.
Because when I got on all black.
Yeah. Hey. BMG Blackout, December 17th. D-Lad album release party. Put it on the scale. You know what it is, man. Hey, man.
Give me a D-Lad. Hey, you know what I want to hear, man?
What's that? I mean, one of them, I want to hear Riding or something, man. You know, some of that, you know, that D-Lad.
The Lad?
Yeah.
The Lad.
Yeah. Straight up, give me some of that, man. Riding down Jackson, all by my lonesome. I need some of that in my life. Hey, all the videos is up on the web now, too. Money Out the Ass, the movie and the video, all that joints.
Hey, you know, hey, new shit out too. Motherfucking I Go Hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. SQ, South SQ, man, BMG, we all we got, Joe. Hey, D Lad, man. Tell D Lad call in, man. We gonna play Riding, man. Let's get a dick.
You are now rocking to the room.
Oh yeah. D mother. Fucking Lad, you already know what it is, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Do I got to say anything else? Okay. Feeling myself right now, nigga.
LeBron James, my new coming up soon.
Y'all ain't on the boat right now, nigga. You ain't on the boat? Watch that bitch sail. Let's go. I'm on fire, now I won't stop. Pocket full of quiet, and I'm still on the block. I still got a clock, I still got a car. They say they my homies, but I still got a wife. Ride down King's Rock, all by my lonesome. Pistol on my lap, but anybody want some. Ride down Green Bay, all by my lonesome. Pistol on my lap, but anybody want some.
Anybody want some.
Pussy, come get it. I ain't got time for these pussy ass niggas. I liquor, smoke on the best hood every day. My cash thick like textbook. Respect us or get hit with left hook. Hit the ground, say what's up to my left foot. Learn how to cook from my homeboy's mother. Got money, yeah, I cook yours. For some big backwood, full of that good. Smoke it to the face while I ride through the hood. I wish the nigga would, he'll wish he didn't. When he on his ass with a shell in his kidney. I'm simply the one nigga's envy. So don't act why I ain't too friendly. Niggas too fake. I might catch a new case. I advise you to stay clear like Blu-ray. Now I'm on top, now I won't stop. Pocket full of guap and I'm still on the block. I still got a clock, I still got a cop. They say they my homies, but I still got a watch. Ride down there, this all by my lonesome. Pistol on my lap, but anybody want some. Ride down Lewis, all by my lonesome. Pistol on my lap, but anybody want some. Call me the wait man, in and not a statement. Mexicans out, I cop from them Asians. I don't wait, man, too impatient. I get money, don't take rain checks. I like chicks that's into the same sex. First they kiss each other, then they kiss on the latex. I'm a G, son, talking on a G1. Riding through the jet, trying to set me up a threesome. Pistol, I keep one, down for the beat, son. Come get played like a Fresh Prince rerun. You know we come hard like Mac. Don't come by yourself, better bring back up. Money in the bank, money in the mattress. Niggas is actors, I strike them like matches. Call me if you need a oh, call me if you need a sack. And if I ain't got it, I can show you where to get it at. I'm on.
Hello?
What's up, baby? What you got on?
What you mean what I got on?
Yeah, it's out of the boy.
And so is Dread. Keep his knob like the dial on your dash. Kickstand. Fourth man. With the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit. Yeah, better listen. Give it. Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit. Quit. Play some new school with a whole lot of energy. Yeah. Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live.
Okay.
But I ain't never scared to fight. I ain't worried about the stop.
bubble. I got it, and I ain't stopping for nothing. For nothing, I'm standing on it. I've been every fucking word that I said. I look good, good in his eyes until he said.
Oh yeah, nigga. You know I got that legal dope out here in these streets, right?
Yeah, of course,
I took a whole brick of that Pac, a quarter brick of Big, a half a key of that Jay-Z, and this what I did. Added some 40 water in a tube and cut it with knives. It wasn't written, Joe. Kept the numbers all in my mind. Hit the block with what I got, man, but I needed much more. So I hit up Mr. Gardner, headed back to the store. He told me, look, young blood, you really need you a crew. So take this double up with Pac, baby, all eyes on you. I told him, bet, jumped in the Jeep and made my way to the town. I was anxious to get this package home and break the shit down. Hit a left on Broadway, and I noticed the crowd. Two hustlers going work for work, I wanna see how this turn out. The nigga AJ was aggressive, had the whole block show. So I gave the cat a job, ain't wanna step on his toes. He had an ounce of Mystical, so I hit him with an A for that box. A couple grams of DMX, Joe, and a 10 for the lock. Jay and I had shit running, but I was hungry for more. So before I ran out of work, I headed back to the store. Mr. G was like, I got a little ghetto D. Couple jars of Mia X before I left for double up a Master P. I hit the streets. Twin Benny Siegels heard they watching me and headed up to 23rd to see what Kool-Aid got for me. A little skinny nigga told me he thought he was born to spit. Hit him with an ounce of Pac, a quarter pound of Brother Lynch. They call him Qualion, perfect name for an underboss. A month had passed, we had the no-go hotter than Tabasco sauce. Acquired Madam Hate, she was moving Mia X. I hit her with an A for boss I got from Mr. G Connect. We had the fires work, I called it Black Assassin shit. Many tried to chef it up like us, but couldn't master it. Mr. G connected, called me, he was on some other shit. A hit of that one DMC and showed me what to do with it. I learned the
how to work the Reverend Ron. Just fine.
My late Bob, I dropped bombs like Hiroshima. Hey man, that was the quarter key mix. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Hey, speaking of dropping bombs like Hiroshima, you heard them couple cuts off Detox?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Okay.
Man, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if they were stowaways or what, how that's going to work, you know what I'm saying, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be some shit on there. You know what I mean? This is.
LeBron news.
Yeah, I made that real big, didn't I? Like I had something to say.
Yeah, like you had some good shit. I couldn't wait.
Yeah, nah. Returning to Cleveland tomorrow.
Yeah.
Message. Hey. Fam returned to Cleveland tomorrow. It wasn't that big. I just wanted to make sure, put everybody on alert. I'm going to be returning to Cleveland. And he got extra security. Now he going to have people like with him and all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, he might want to.
Yeah, because they was burning jerseys.
Burning jerseys and shit, right? I'm like, these motherfuckers burning jerseys. They was burning jerseys. Burning LeBron James jerseys.
Stand looking ass. I clear my throat. If you Google, hey, if you Google what I told you to Google, you would know that my throat needs to be cleared.
Looking out, dog. Hey. Dopey Awards coming soon. I'm excited for that, man. I'm excited for the Dopey Awards. I'm excited for a couple different things. I'm excited for D-Lan's release. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for the release party. I'm excited for that as well. I'm excited for the Dopeys. I can't wait for that. But I really, really, really can't wait for the actual one-year show, like the official one-year show. I can't wait for that one because that's going to be crazy. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Well,
we might even be on vacation.
Stan, for real. Hey, that wasn't always been for real. Let me Right. We're going to put that in motion, too. That's going to go on full tilt swing after the Dopeys.
Right.
That's going to be – I can go ahead and set a date, you know, because it's the anniversary. Will be on the 20th. That's a Thursday. So, you know, we'll figure out from here to there if we're going to do show and party on the actual day or, you know, party on the show day.
Right.
We'll figure that out. But we've been doing this for a calendar. And it feels weird. It feels good. You know, it's a good feeling because we, you know, like I said a couple of weeks ago, you can Google old shows. You definitely can Google us.
Googleable. Shout out to Crunch.
But you can go to, you can download old shows and just check our growth out. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
you know, dare I say we ain't got no radio swag in the beginning. You know what I mean? I mean, you
it
know,
was, it was,
we jumped
you
into
know,
it kind of blind. It was
we
crazy.
Just jumped in it, though.
Yeah.
It was an opportunity, and we had to take it. So, you know.
Man, we need them apps, man. Best of show.
Splice them up.
You know.
I might be able to do something. This, I can't put them on two discs for me.
Two.
Yeah.
2 hour shows? That was a catalog.
I'm saying the actual episodes. Because I got it takes two CDs to burn them, man. So I just put them on my jump drive.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I can just put them on my jump drive. I'm tripping. Put them on my jump drive, drive them to the studio. And we are in there, like, swimming.
Booty hair.
Hey. Blue cheese.
Hey, man, this dude is crazy, man. Hey, yeah, so the boy LeBron, man, going to have to speaking of LeBron, you see the Michael Jordan commercial?
I didn't see it, man. I'm about to pull it up.
Yeah, the Michael Jordan commercial. They say this and LeBron. Now, I saw it. Now, let me tell you. Now, the commercial actually itself is old. Now, I heard this new footage in there. If indeed that's true, they took that LeBron footage and put it in the commercial because that commercial itself is old. He did that for somebody's function or something. I might not even necessarily be in a Jordan commercial, but he had to throw a shit up there probably for sure, because that's how Mike do. But it's kind of crazy, though, man, because, you know, what if I, you know, like LeBron was talking, you know, what if I had this or what if I had done that? Mike was talking about how, you know, he was talking in the same tone of voice and everything, man. Like it sounded like he was scolding LeBron. Like,
right. Like he was
pointing his finger at him with his hand on his hip, like, boy,
I can't believe you.
You know what I mean? That's what it sound, but that's what it sound like. But I'm thinking the commercial. I know the commercial itself is old. Like I said, I haven't seen it. But if indeed what I hear is true, to Ray B, that's what he told me. He says it's pieces of that LeBron James commercial in the joint. If that's true, that was cut up and put out by Jordan, Nike, or whoever on TV.
Really?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, on TV. Because the reason I say I didn't see it is because I'll be lying if I said I did, obviously, but I caught the end of it. And I knew it was Mike's voice, and Ray B had already pulled my coattails to it, so I knew what I was looking for. So when I heard Mike's voice in that tone flashing that stuff across, because I was doing something else and I saw it, and it was like how LeBron was talking that, you know, what if I had not gave him all, whatever LeBron was talking, Mike was saying, what if I, you know, don't quote me again, he was saying something like, what if I said it was all easy? And it was, you know, and it flashed the weight room like Mike was putting in big work. You know what I mean? It was like it showed a whole bunch of shit, man. Go check it out. It's hot though. But like I said, I caught about the middle of it, but I definitely didn't hear it, so I couldn't really check it out like I wanted to. But it's crazy because it sounded like he was getting on Brian. But you know how that goes.
Shout out to LeBron James, man.
Now you like him this week?
Hey man, you know who I like. My main man, Kobe Bean Bryant, does his thing. You know, LeBron James is a monster. I was a fan. You know what I'm saying? I've been a fan for forever. But, like, I'm kind of like Mike.
It's kind of crazy
to me.
But,
you know, you do it too. It's you. It's business and it's your
money. It's crazy to me that LeBron, that the Heat are just two games better than the Cavs.
That is crazy. I was talking about that earlier with somebody, man. That's what I was saying. I thought that was crazy as well.
I don't know. Checking it out now?
I'm trying to find it. I can't find it.
I'm sure if it's tough. Man, it ain't far away. Hey, have you checked out?
If anybody know the YouTube for that, man.
Hey, it's kind of wild, though, too, as far as what the Bogart bully just said. My man, as far as the police getting murked out in Dago. This dude is crazy, man. But what about the police officers getting killed? It's the fifth one this year in Chicago got killed.
Yeah.
Police officer.
Crazy.
And on top of that, it's like shorties getting aired out every, like, three times a day. Three a day, shorties getting there. And something always on fire in Chicago. Man, Chicago is going down, man.
Going down in the south.
You know, and it's going to be a new mayor. And I told y'all, too, unemployment. Nigga cut starting today, and the whole thing will be cut by the time Christmas comes around. Dare I say, because y'all didn't go vote, but it's because y'all didn't go vote.
No more unemployment. So
what? Starting today, you know, most of them be cut today, and the rest of them be cut before Christmas. So between now and the next 25 days, be over with.
Wow. They cut unemployment.
Yeah. I'm signing a joint, saying it's going to be easy to, you know, for the Senate to not re-sign a joint or whatever, have you, however that shit works. I'm not really a politician. I'm just playing one on TV. Whatever's going to happen with that shit, they're not going to re-sign the joint. Then they're going to blame all the poverty and the shit fucked up on the president again when it comes time for re-election. So, like I say, whatever have you. I am getting to that because y'all already dropped the ball. So. You heard that? That's crazy. That's Lil Wayne's little thing.
That's what he does. Can't find it, man. If anybody knows the link to the commercial, run that. I need that.
What's that? Hey, man, get addicted. That ain't it, though. But it's hot. No, that's not it. But it's hot. Either way, you will have it. BMG Blackout.
This is a hard commercial, though.
BMG Blackout, December 17th. Oasis. Just dropped down in the wire. Oasis is where the location is. Oasis, that's in... That's just across 10th Street on the Waukegan side on Lincoln. Yeah. Lincoln. It's Lincoln and Waukegan, too. Yeah, on Lincoln. So, just across 10th Street on Lincoln. The Oasis. You know where it's at, because it's going to be shaking out there. BMG Black. It's going to be red carpets and limousines probably in the front. Photo opportunity and all kind of crazy shit. So, come check us out, man. You know how we do it when we get it in, man. BMG. We all we got. You know what we got. Take that 619, caller. I'm sorry. Take 21. Hey, callers, too, you know what? It's been so much we had to get to. So, you know, I'm sorry we couldn't get to you. You hit us up on the chat. You know what it is, how we get it in. So, good luck on that. 689, caller, you on the air.
Yo, yo, what's popping?
Everything, what's popping?
I'm on the house phone. You hear me, man? I love y'all, man. I love how y'all get down, man. Y'all whole MO, man. I swear to God, man. Real talk, man. Salute. God bless, man. It's Mingo Baby, man. Real talk, man. I'm addicted. You hear me, man? I'm addicted off the house phone. Smoking on gasoline right now, man. Real talk, man. Like, shit. It is what
Mingo
it is. Man. You know,
baby.
Real talk, man. Hey, look, man. Quarter Key Music. I want to get out with you on that note right there. You hear me? Like, just the flood of the streets with that music. You hear me? I'm talking about, like, real talk, bro.
You already know,
love
man.
What y'all doing. Respect it to the fullest. You hear me, G? On everything, like, to the fullest, my man. It's real talk, man. I'm addicted.
Man,
that's all. That's it right there. You hear me? Off the house phone, I'm addicted. You hear me?
Hey, Mingo Baby off the house phone, man. Mingo Baby, man, tell them about you. How dare you call in and not get my legal dope people addicted, man. Tell them about you, man. You doing things. What's up with
okay,
it,
okay, you know, I'm moving around, you know, state to state, state jumping now, you know what I'm saying? Coming up, man. You know, lost my mama. Changed my whole life around, you know what I'm saying? I'm an artist now, you know, entrepreneur with it. Shooting videos now, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting my life into everything. Making a few beats. I made 5 hit beats, you know what I'm saying?
Like, well, you know what? You know what? Yeah, man, get addicted.
That pill. That pill.
It's Jay Yara. I'm chilling with Mingo, man. I'm just here. Mingo baby time right now, but we're gonna get it in. Hey, how I'm feeling right now? Hoodie boys up next. While I'm counting up money, Mingo gon' flex. How I'm feeling right now? Hoodie boys up next. While I'm counting up money, Mingo gon' flex.
My money not shouted low.
No.
Moving so ludicrous. I'm living so fabulous. I'm rocking that Gucci bitch. I'm popping like Diddy Ho. I'm smoking that Keisha coat. I'm going so flock of flame. I'm sipping that juice. I'm pushing this country chain. Catch money like Birdman. I make
I'm talking. You don't got it, then don't speak to me. Excuse me while I'm talking. You broke, you should have a decency. Seeing for a future beat, 20 just to speak to me. Rocking shows with Young JR, now groovy, wanna sleep with me. No, this ain't no secret. Matter as a secret. Think it got a secret, baby, tell me I can keep it. Bingo, baby, wild, teddy, tattoos on my face. Falling hard, that's out the gate. Started this, is how it play. Oh, and I'm strapped by the way. Every car be sitting up. Hoodie boys don't do the trick and all. That just isn't up. And I know you wanna cut. Baby, just hop in the truck. I be balling hard every day, cause I can't get enough. And my heart out the question. Flexing and questions. From Western aggression, I'm gone, dog, I left. And my heart out the question. Flexing and questions. From Western aggression, I'm gone, dog, I left them. My money, not shouting low. I'm going so ludicrous. I'm living so fabulous. I'm rocking that Gucci bitch. I'm popping like Diddy Ho. I'm smoking that Keisha coat. I'm going so flock of flame. I'm sipping that juice. Right. I'm pushing this country chain. Catch money like Birdie Lane. I'm making it hurricane. Like Leezy, they notice me. Not singing like Jodeci. Not singing like Jodeci. It's Mingo, baby, Young J.R. and Hoodie Boy.
Young J.R. really doing this. I know they feeling it. About to make a movie while I'm working, though, so diligent. Okay. If it ain't about money, homie, we ain't got no business yet. Rocking shows and throwing money, I got plenty witnesses. So smart, I can play the block. All off in your latest spot. Just cause I got crazy guap, but my paint job look like tater tots. This Coseya, Young J.R. My real OB, me, no baby. His coops and his rim so stupid. My neck and my wrist is crazy. Hoodie boys be going live. Yo, girl, hit us for a ride. Got 10 men, she bout inside. Her wrist, man, I'm all inside. After that, no conversation. She say, baby, talk to me. That's why I won't talk to her. Cause, baby, girl, you stalking me. Car paint color, talk to see. Get these girls up off of me. Horses on my linen. DJ running back like balling G. Car paint color, talk to see. Get these girls up off of me. Horses on my linen. DJ running back like balling G.
My money, not shouting low. I'm going so ludicrous. I'm living so fabulous. I'm rocking that Gucci bitch. I'm popping like Diddy Ho. I'm smoking that Keisha coat. I'm going so flock of flame. I'm sipping that juice. I'm pushing this country tank. Catch money like Birdie Lane. I'm making it hurricane. I think they notice me.
Young JR. Shout out to the Hoodie Boys, man. Mingo Baby. You know, say, hey, man, he doing his thing, man.
Shout out to Big Meat, man.
Shout out to me, man. It's a nigga, man. Shout out to me, man. Shout out to whole Dove Inc., man. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of love, man. Hey, but look, though. I got a record for you, too, Mingo, man. If you're still on the line, I got a record for you, man. I got something I want you to throw your vocals on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get to you on that. I'm gonna get at you on that, man. Like I say, man, that was the boy Young Mingo. You know what I'm saying? Young JR. You know what I'm talking about? Mingo, baby. My money is my short, hello. My money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, all right. That is you. Hey, so... You got something else, man. You want to get to this other call?
Yeah, man. 280 caller, man. You know. As a friend of ours. 280 caller.
Yeah.
Definitely going to swing to him, man, because, you know, hey, Kick. Hey, I bet you this 280 caller right here know about that blue cheese.
Cheese. Y'all know what?
280 Carter, what up, Joe?
I want to be in the hospital.
280 Carter.
We both going to be in the hospital. You don't have it done on the 17th. I ain't going to be coming out of the hospital on the 17th of December.
Get off the phone, baby. That's too much fun.
I see it. Hey, bring down the dice, man. Damn, though.
Oh, shit, man. It's crazy. Hey.
Shout out to Joe, man. That was my man right there, man. Catch you next time, Joe. What up, man? But, yeah, that was just crazy. Hey, remember, dude. Stan. Hey, for real. Stop playing, man. We need them episodes of this Legal Dope Radio Show because we got some classic shit. Remember, dude, who was snoring?
Hey, that motherfucker was snoring hard, dude.
Hey, fam, it is classic shit on this shit. Remember Nate Neasy? What? Shout out to Nate Neasy.
Remember Royal's first time coming through?
Fam, it was faded.
Super faded.
Listen here, man. Legal Dope Radio. A full calendar still going. You know what it is. You're not stopping, man. You're not stopping, man. Straight up.
Remember when Mikey T was on there?
That's what I'm saying. You know, and since you say that, Legal Dopey Awards coming up in a couple of weeks. You know what I mean? My phone going crazy. Because he is a finalist for the award. You know what I mean? For Sportsman of the Year. It's him. Quincy Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And Deuce Bello is an honorable mention. You know what I mean? Because, you know, he showed love to the show. Come through and check us out. And so, in the sports icons we got working on our show. You feel me? So, big shout out to those dudes. You know what I mean?
Hey, shout out to Sean Merritt, man. I gave him the information, man. I told him to get addicted. He ain't get addicted, man. You know, so. But he from the hood, though.
Yeah, I definitely got a line on Sean, too. Matter of fact, you heard it here first. I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to make that happen. Now, you're probably going to have to stick around for 6-7 more months because it's a long season. I respect that. You know, I'm not that cocky to say that I'm going to get them in the middle of training and all kind of shit on the road.
Because I get them on in the middle of training with all type of shit going on. Okay? Get the motherfucker on the show.
I'm going to get him on the show.
Shout out to Sean Marion. Aqua shot having ass nigga.
Yeah, the aqua shot, man.
But it be hitting.
Hey, so, yeah, we're going to do that, man. So, yeah, Fandom is a sportsman of the year finalist. Shout out to those dudes, you know what I mean? And the days, man, won't be long. Get your fashion game together.
Because I will be fly. I will be rocking Official Tissue, the Fat Boy swag line. You know, designed by yours truly, Quarter the Great. Got some fly shit for the big niggas, too, man. Super fly shit.
All right, Kicks. So that's what it is, man. Kicks say what we want, man. The whole episode. You know, how we want the episodes broke down. I'm thinking we're going to bust them down, Joe. Get the wet interview.
Shout out to the bust down. All of it.
Shout out to all the bust down. Mm-hmm. I think I want the whole show, though, Stan. The only reason I say that is because we want to, you know, bust them down to how we want to bust them down to how we want to, you know, put some boys out there. Like, dude, snoring, that was classic. Plus, we came back to him, like, 3 times.
Right. Hey, no, the funny shit, though, was when we had the, was it the bone tickets?
Dude.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to SP, man. Shout out to the whole New Grounds, man. You know, they're making moves. They ain't went nowhere, man. We just, you know, they working some shit out, man. Everybody's working. You know what I'm saying? So
everybody's working, though.
You know what I mean? Fan got a newborn baby, so he's doing that. You know, he's doing the
same thing. Baby SP.
So, Fan moved, got his whole little apartment thing working out. So, that's dope. Shout out to the boy City. Hey, dude didn't know where the nookie was.
That was hilarious. Because we had just played the song.
That we had bone tickets for this dude.
And he had been waiting the whole show.
Meet and greet. And he was on the phone and asked like 5 times. So, we played the song. Looking for the nookie. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And everywhere. Looking for the nookie. It's everywhere. And that's the hook.
That's the hook.
And it was like the suspense was all big and shit, fam. And the motherfucker pulled him on the line and shit and say, fam, the question is, where's the nookie?
That nigga didn't know where it was at. That nigga did not know where the nookie was at, and we just told him where it was at. Can you believe that? That is amazing. That amazes me. It was funny. It was extremely entertaining. I was one of those shows that had everybody. Hey, man. That was one of those shows that had everybody calling and tripping.
Yeah, Kick just down there blew the whistle on me on my phone, man.
Hey. What happened?
Cuz, man, I called by his last name. Cake Sam.
Oh, wow. That was pretty funny.
I called him by his last name.
Kick Sand. Hey, man, remember Beavis and Butthead? That shit was funny to me. Nothing is funnier than
Family Guy.
Funny to them.
Ever.
Ever. Oh, no. So soon?
Big Snoop, though. In the East, baby.
He's so crazy. 6 minutes. 6 minutes, quarter cake. Quarter cake. Quarter cake. Quarter cake, you're on. Hey, yo. My last 6 minutes I'd like to dedicate to... me. Shout out to Quarter the Great. Shout out to everything Grady does. Shout out to all the beautiful people that love Quarter the Great. Shout out to money, power, respect, marijuana. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I want to give a big shout out to marijuana.
But no, for real though. Shout out to my crew, the BMG.
No,
we all we got. We got a lot of music coming, man. Like, Block just hit me upside the head with it. Like, that is true, man. We got four releases last 4 months. And, like, we're going to keep on rolling for the next four. You know what I'm saying? Let's drop one a month. Straight up. A record.
Ghetto South, man. Master P's goal was to be the first record label. True story. His goal was to be the first record label to put out 3 albums in 1 month to all go platinum. Don't think he quite met his goal, but, you know. I mean, obviously, they all eventually got there, I'm sure.
Right.
But, you know, some of them probably didn't make it because he was hitting them up with shit like some prime suspects on the ass end. Now we're doing 47,000 units or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But whatever
top of eating, though, man. That was crazy, man. P had it all together, man. Master P had it all together, man. But, yeah, shout out to the dopeies. That's coming real soon. All the beautiful awards we have. It's going to be set up. It's going to be a beautiful event. Make sure that you dress to impress. Make sure you come extremely fly. Group of the Year is one of the ones I can't wait for that one. We got a lot of records coming out. The BMG, Quarter the Great. We got D-Lab put it on the scale. 14th December, correct?
December the 14th.
Staff the Walking Autograph. Untitled. I'm not sure what that record is going to be called, but we got that coming in January. Another record by Quarter the Great.
Record.
Coming in February. Drug related. You know, so I'm working on that now. It's crazy. And, you know, we're going to keep rolling, man. We got the BMG Block Life Volume 3 mixtape. On Christmas Eve for the people. I was thinking about opening the line on Digging in Love and giving that away on Christmas Eve. Online only, though. You know what I'm saying? You can go there, I'm going to give it away, and I'm going to have a link to actually purchase the single. So, you know, you basically pay $1 for the album, but we need it for the single. You know what I'm saying? So.
And coming soon, too, on Little Dope Radio, Fuck the Fake Fresh Air campaign. So we're going to get that Facebook. My father left all of them F's. Fuck the Fake Fresh Air's Facebook. We're going to get that taken off the air because that needs to be stopped, too. So, straight up. Dude
Don't
has
quote
to
me
be
on
stopped.
That.
Somebody has to be stopped. Whoever that is, dude, girl, whatever. You know what it is? Shout out to Rock, man. What up, Joe? Shout out to Frank for Red. Keeping my man. You know what that do, man? Man. Tissue coming soon.
Fat Boy Swag Edition.
You know what that do.
Limited. The limited Fat Boy Swag. I mean, I'm going to have kicks and everything, son. Shit going to be crazy. Jeans for the lean, mean.
That's how you do me, man. I ain't got nothing coming. Motherfuckers just happy out there. Crazy.
Niggas got all types of shit coming.
Niggas is rapping. Every Wednesday, just holler at me.
Right.
Get a ticket. That's all I got. I'll be here on Wednesday, man. That's it.
I'm in the building too, man. This is interesting all the time. The last driver, the last dope king.
That's Drew, man. Hit Drew. Take Drew back in, man. You know. Man, what the WTF, pimp shit. Yeah, that was my man, Judo. We probably gonna miss him too.
No, we got Judo.
No, we don't got Judo. Well, for fast. Hey, man, this dude here. Hey, so, yeah.
And it's changing to 100 from that.
Yeah, all right, man. Let's see it. Yeah, it is that. Judo, it don't look good for you, man.
Don't look good for you, brother.
Core to keep playing. Just give me another shot at it, man.
So.
Oh.
Joe.
Aw, Joe, you pop, man. Core to keep playing. Alright, man, so you know what it is, man. Like I say, shout out to everybody. Big shout out, to the dope things, man. 7,000 plus people listening on the web. Shout out to Friday night. He was a no show today. You know, the rest of the crew said bye. Ray Free, Kick, OBNZ, top to bottom. Fresh of the People Square, man. Next Wednesday. 6 day break. Two things.
Needed you to go, so all the way, you know just what you had. Yeah,
or maybe miss what you won't get again. It was a battle of the hearts, I didn't want to win, but like an overthinker, you kind of forced my hand, and now I'm gone forever, we'll never speak again.